the tiniest death. I spied the catch in your breath. Out, 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 out. Northbound, I got carried away as you boarded your train. South, 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 south. A feather taken by the wind blowing. I'm afflicted by the not knowing. So I look in people's windows, transfixed by rose golden glows. They have their friends over to drink nice wine. I look in people's windows in case you're at their table. What if your eyes looked up and met mine one more time?
News Talk 99.7 WNTK AM 1490 FM 98.9 WUVR. Welcome to Day Trip Destinations.
You roll your eyes all you want.
I didn't roll my eyes. Just I just feel a camaraderie with Taylor because I also look in windows.
People, you also look in people's
windows. Lot less romantic and a lot more creepy.
All right, fair. So yes, I have definitely been listening to the new Taylor Swift album.
Mm-hmm.
Not really my favorite out of all of hers, to be very honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some good ones on there, and I like this one a lot. This is I Look in People's Windows.
Yeah, because you resonate
with it. Which Matt
knows.
I don't look in people's windows.
No.
But I think you look in people's windows.
What gives you that impression?
I don't know. You just feel like a...
creep?
Maybe. Mm. A little bit.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Well, I know.
I'd like to thank our sponsors, Crown Point Cabinetry,
mm-hmm.
Appleseed Restaurant,
mm-hmm.
Bar Harbor Bank and Trust,
mm-hmm.
Sweepy Marketing Cafe,
mm-hmm.
One Credit Union,
mm-hmm.
Eversource,
mm-hmm.
New London Hospital,
mm-hmm.
Forbes Tavern,
mm-hmm.
and Springlich Farm.
Yay, back for the summer.
Greg Berger back in action at
loving
Springlich
it.
Farm. The flowers are coming. The plants are growing.
Once I started saying, I just really couldn't stop. Like, I had to keep, you know.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Sorry about
it's,
that.
It's a thing in the medium. This segment is brought to you by, I don't know what that meant.
I don't know either. We went with it.
No. This segment is brought to you by Little Brother Burger at 420 Main Street in New London, open Monday through Sunday, 11:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Find feature items, drink promos, musical events, and more by searching for Little Brother Burger on Facebook. And new to Little Brother, online ordering with Chow Now. Head over to littlebrotherburgercompany.com and place your order for New Hampshire Magazine's Best Burger in the Lake Sunapee region. Also brought to you by New London Hospital Express Care. From rashes to bumps or fevers to falls for life's unexpected injuries and ailments, there's New London Hospital Express Care. Visit New London Hospital Express Care with convenient evening and weekend hours, no appointment needed. You'll have access to all the services you need under one roof, including radiology and laboratory testing. This is expert care at your speed.
Excellent. Thank you so much to our sponsors for supporting the show. We appreciate you.
Appreciating us.
Appreciating the community.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a lot of humming on the show today.
I know. Mm-hmm.
fair. So here we are. We are in our last April 2024 show.
Yep.
So Elise and I put together this conference every year, and mm-hmm. it's kind of a pain in the butt this time around because it just feels like it came so quickly.
Yes.
And people have not been responding to us as we would have hoped.
What is the ACE conference?
New Hampshire ACE.
What is the New Hampshire ACE conference?
The New Hampshire Association of Chamber of Commerce Executives.
Oh, that's what you're part of.
Yeah.
You're a chamber person.
I am. Yeah, so the New Hampshire ACE Conference is coming up in May, and it comes every spring, but it just feels like this came so much quicker than we expected it to come.
Yeah.
And people have not been responding as quickly as we would have liked them to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just kind of this chaos of like 2 weeks of trying to get everything together and coordinate it all. And then on top of that, we have the Discover Sugar River Region Group has two large events in May,
mm-hmm.
one for our lodging accommodation partners and then the other for our potential sponsors mm-hmm. for the program. So it's like, and then that's on top of the Black Flight Open for me and like everybody has all of their regular events going on. And
it's a crazy
regular
May.
Meetings and regular planning stuff. So it just feels like everything is just coming so quickly and I'm not prepared for it. And it's very overwhelming at times.
Mm-hmm. No.
Anyways, here we are.
Here we are. ready or not, here it comes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So yeah, so the point is, this is the last show in May. No, this is the last show in April
mm-hmm.
for a Friday day trip, and then our next show will be in May. So, oh boy.
Oh boy.
All right, so our first segment today, have you ever
mm-hmm.
gone axe throwing?
Not legally.
All right, fair. That's fair. Interesting. I think that's a story for another time.
Yes.
So in April, we changed over from our Business After Hours series to our Vibe at Five.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's pretty fun. It's pretty trendy. It's pretty new. It's pretty, you know, bopping. It's hip.
Do they use that anymore?
No, they don't. But okay. We can use it here. It's fine.
Yeah.
People know we're older.
Right.
So our first one took place at the Shanty, Salt Hill Pub in Newberry.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a blast. We had so many people come out. And mm-hmm. what I really love about those kinds of events are when we people come out to them that I've never met before, because
mm-hmm.
they are open to members and non-members. So people will come and they'll kind of learn about the chamber. They'll learn about who we are and what we do and all that kind of stuff. And then that leads to more connections and new conversations and new friendships and stuff. So there's a lot of cool things that happen from those events.
Mm-hmm.
So the April one was really great. And the May one is going to be with Elkins Fish and Game, and they're going to help us. They're going to do some outdoor activities, and it's going
to
be like
fish.
Fly fishing, ooh, introduction, axe throwing mm-hmm. is going to be part of that, and some archery as well.
Nice. I feel like those are like important skills to have, like if the world ended.
I mean, yes, very much so. You need to be able to do something.
You need to be able to throw an axe at someone effectively.
Yes, you need to be able to
the world
to
only has so many bullets, but there's always axes.
Mm-hmm. Or swords.
Or arrows.
True. Yeah. I mean, you can make arrows.
You could be the new Katniss Everdeen.
That's true.
You could be Ashley Penderdeen.
I could be Ashley Penderdeen. Yeah. Interesting. I mean, I don't think they're going to sign me to a movie series anytime soon, but you never know
what happens. Weirder things have happened.
Weirder things have happened. Yeah. So I'm really excited for that May Vibe at Five with Elkins Fishing Game. So that's why I pulled this first segment and mm-hmm. had it cover what I'm going to have it cover. So down in Manchester, mm-hmm. they have a place called the Rugged Axe.
Okay.
Which is essentially an axe throwing party location.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of weird. Like, I feel like axe throwing kind of took off probably about 5 years ago or so.
Yeah.
With like girls' nights. You know what I mean? And girls being like, I know it sounds funny, but like they've been like, yes, like give me some beers, give me some wine, and I want to
and give me an axe.
I want to throw things.
I feel like that's a bad combination.
Well, it's
getting drunk and then throwing an axe.
They don't encourage getting drunk.
Oh, okay.
But they encourage, like, you know, loosening up a smidge, having a couple glasses.
Yeah, being less discriminatory about what you throw that at.
But not overdoing it.
Okay.
But it's definitely one of those things where, like, people were talking about girls' night out. So the ruggedaxe.com, they're located at 377 South Willow Street in Manchester.
Mm-hmm.
You can find them on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Their website's very new, and it has a lot of videos. So not only do they do a video tutorial about what it looks like when you're actually throwing said axe, but it also is a video tutorial of their it's like a tour of their facility.
Mm-hmm.
So that's definitely a cool place to check out. Again, that's the ruggedaxe.com. They had one part which I thought was quite funny. Hold on. I have the website pulled up here. What to expect.
What to expect?
Get it? Wait. What to expect.
What to expect.
Get it? Because it's an axe throwing place?
Yeah, I got it.
Uh-huh. I thought that was funny.
That is funny.
Anyways, so there's two people who mm-hmm. own the property.
Okay.
They are Charles Keith and Melinda Asprey. They together have opened this particular place up. They have lots of different experience in lots of different fields, but they figured this is a place where, for some reason, it just kind of the stars aligned and came together, and this is what they have to offer. It's pretty nifty. They've got five kids between them, and the mm-hmm. kids kind of, like, they're mostly, like, adultish. So the kids kind of work they have the Lumberjack Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
The Lumberjack Shack, excuse me.
The Lumberjack Shack.
Right, because they have food there, they have adult drinks there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really just a whole hangout event space,
gotcha.
Which is pretty nifty. You can do private events, you can do birthdays, you can do girls' night outs, you can do, you know, I don't know, guys' night in, whatever, I don't know, whatever you want to do, you can do it all there.
Yeah.
They charge by the hour, so it's $25 per person per hour. And then if you do an hour and a half, it goes to $35 per person per hour and a half, and then it kind of goes up from there.
Yep.
But they have kids. They've had kids 12 and up been able to participate in the activities
mm-hmm.
all the way up to age 88. So 88 is the oldest that they've had in the shop itself, tossing an axe around.
88.
It's pretty nifty.
Yeah.
So they are open Wednesday and Thursday from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays, they're open from 2 p.m. to 11 p.m. And then on Sunday, they're open from 12 until 8. So it's definitely sounds like a really cool place to bring a group of friends. Really sounds like a cool place to check out. I think the whole axe throwing concept isn't going anywhere. I think it's a form of release.
It's timeless.
It is. Sorry, I guess so. It's a form of release. It's a fun activity.
Mm-hmm.
I
feel like anything that's like throwing for accuracy is fun.
Yeah.
Whether it be like axes or like throwing darts. Stars or darts or yeah, arrows or whatever.
Although I am terribly bad at darts, so I'm not sure how this would be great, but
well, I mean, it's a totally different thing. I mean, it's similar. That
definitely check it out.
Yeah,
but the Lumberjack Shack is the place where you can order all sorts of food. Their menu is listed online at theruggedaxe.com, so you can kind of prepare ahead of time for that. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok because they have all sorts of cool videos and kind of specials and promos that happen throughout the course of the year. And then again, you know, their hours is pretty. It's not super expensive, which I kind of expected it to be because it's such a niche, like a niche thing. But $25 an hour is pretty manageable, I think. So, yeah, so that's the ruggedaxe.com. Their phone number is 603-232-7936 if you're interested in giving them a call and asking about private groups, parties, birthdays, those kinds of things, because they can pretty much do it all. And the facility is really nice. Like, they have a big old living room space with a massive fireplace. So it's really it's really kind of casual and very chill.
Rugged casual.
Exactly.
Yes.
And then they go into, like, it almost looks like a shooting range.
Mm-hmm.
And they have, like, these kind of lanes where you're – you would toss your axe kind of thing, like bowling lanes kind of thing. So, yeah, so I thought that was kind of nifty, and especially just tying into the fact that we're doing the Elkins Fish and Game event with axe throwing, which I may or may not be good at, so we'll have to see come May 21st. But that's going to be super fun there. A couple other things going on in like our neck of the woods. We have a chamber lunch connection next week on the 30th. You can come to the office with your lunch in hand between 11:30 to 1:30. And I say that because we are not providing lunch.
Yeah.
And it is open to members and non-members, so anyone can come. I do have a building occupancy of like 15 people or 14 people. Just keep that in mind, everyone. Yeah. So my building is pretty tiny, but you're more than welcome to come on over. And I'm talking mostly about things that have to do with the summer. Like, what's the summer schedule look like? What are some ideas that people have? And of course, everyone who comes can network with other people who show up. So it's going to be a good opportunity there. And then, believe it or not, our Black Fly Open is coming up much faster than I'm prepared for. So on May 16th, we're going to be at the Lake Sunapee Country Club. There are still a few spots for teams if you're interested in playing. And then there are still a few spots for sponsorships for tees, greens, and holes. Yeah. So if you're interested in doing one of those, please reach out to me sooner rather than later because we have to get all of that stuff ordered, all the flags and the signage and all that kind of stuff.
It's 3 weeks away.
I know. It's overwhelming, actually, for me. I'm not lying to you in any way, shape, or form. Yeah, so those are the two things. And, of course, the May 21st Vibe at 5 with Elkins Fish and Game. That happens on May 21st at 5 o'clock.
Nice.
So, yeah, so follow our website, all that kind of stuff, and our social media pages for all that information as it comes up. But I thought talking about the Rugged Axe could be kind of cool for this particular session.
I think that'd be a fun activity. I feel like it'd be a good way to blow off steam, too.
It would be, yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
And gain some core strength.
Sure. Yeah. Upper body strength as well.
Yep. You got to balance that axe with those abs. All right. We'll take a quick break and come back with the next segment of Nature Destinations on News Talk 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490, FM 98.9 WUVR.
Hand on the throttle. Thought I caught lightning in a bottle. Written, I got cursed like Eve got bitten. Oh, was it punishment? Pat around when I get home. I guess a lesser woman would have lost hope. A greater woman wouldn't beg. But I looked to the sky and said, please, I've been on my knees. Change the prophecy. Don't want money, just someone who wants my company. Let it once be me. Who do I have to speak to about if they can redo the prophecy?
News Talk 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490, FM 98.9 WUVR. Welcome back to Day Trip Destinations. This segment is sponsored.
Wait, I just need to wipe my tears.
Oh, yes. Yes, it was very emotional.
He doesn't get it.
I'm just a void robot.
He's not a Swiftie.
I'm not. This segment is brought to you by Eversource. At Eversource, they know the role energy plays at the center of your life, warming your home, powering appliances, and keeping your lights on. And with global energy prices at all-time highs, they want to help. Working together, they can find a flexible payment plan or other assistance that you might qualify for. They want to find a way to manage your bill that works for you. Learn more at Eversource.com and by Bar Harbor Bank and Trust, who understand life in New Hampshire. They work hard to find unique solutions to meet your financial needs. Working together, they help their customers thrive. Learn more at barharbor.bank.
So yeah, we're having a little bit of a Taylor Swift show.
We're having a Swiftie show.
It is what it is, friends. I'm not really an uber big Swiftie. I really am not. But I did...
More like a Swiftie.
No, more like a Lil Swift.
Lil Swift?
I don't know.
Yeah.
So most... I don't really think that she sings very well, number one.
She doesn't.
I don't think she does. But I do think she speaks to a soul, like to the soul.
I think
of
she's
certain.
Really good at selling. Manipulating people's emotions.
I don't... I mean, maybe.
I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean, like, music's supposed to make you feel a certain way. So, I
guess
if you
that's
can,
in fact true.
Yeah.
I do think she's really great at writing songs.
Yeah.
I just
she's a good melody and hook person.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And I think, I don't know, I think she's just.
And her whole, like, the majority shtick is of, that, like, she's just miserable all the time.
No, it's not.
I feel like it is.
This particular album is all about, like.
Melancholy.
No, it's all about the crap that she dealt with for years.
Mm. Which is, like, every album.
And how. No, it's not. It's the crap she dealt with for years and how it, like, completely 100%, like, tore her apart inside.
Mm.
And how she's healing from that and pushing it away and then moving on.
Yeah,
to
she's
the
had
next.
A hard life.
Anyways, point being.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's just a few songs that I resonate with, so I figured why not? You know, people, the world is listening. So
I always find I get so annoyed when artists, like huge artists, talk about how unfair life is and everything. It's like you're making hundreds of millions of dollars. Like, how bad is life?
Yes.
Like, I'm not saying that like money is everything. Like, but I mean, come on. Like, you've had so many more opportunities than most people have.
Yeah.
And most of the people that are listening to your music are, like, literally just desperately trying to get by on a day-to-day basis.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like it's, like, preying on that sometimes. Like, when their whole thing is just writing sad songs that, you know, like, people can relate to and everything. And then, you know, I'm being like, I'm sad, too. And then I just, you know, get a $100 million check.
I guess so.
You know? I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm not rich nor famous, so I can't resonate with any of that situation. But I don't know. It's just all of it's just silly. I think
it is. It is silly. It's all frivolous and it's all meaningless.
Yes, but I think sometimes you need to resonate with something.
No, I'm not. I'm not saying. I mean, like, I think they're. I mean, I think like music's good to kind of.
I literally live my life through music.
Yeah, I mean, I think you find your personal meaning through music, but I think. The artists themselves, like, just the amount that they manipulate people into thinking that they're these, like, tortured souls, like, all the time is just, like,
I mean, but then there's all sorts... I'm not saying you're wrong.
Mm. It's probably, like, it's one of those things where it's a blessing and a curse simultaneously.
Because,
like, the more popular and successful you get, the more demands are put on you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just are just... Like, someone like her is, like, probably out every single day. Like, she probably has never time for herself. You know, it's probably always off to the next tour, off next show, next studio recording.
Well, it's got to be frustrating because you can't ever be yourself. Like, you can't ever
You always have
just a moment to you know, be true to who you are.
The only time you can is probably, like, when you're literally just about to go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to just, as soon as you get outside, start it all over again.
Right.
It's exhausting. I mean,
so
me as a local celebrity, I feel that struggle.
You feel that stress?
I always feel like I have to be on.
Mm-hmm.
It's so exhausting being this facade, Matt.
Yeah.
Mm. It's like I feel like I just wear a mask that I just desperately want to thrust away from my face and bare my soul to the world. Here I am. I might not be what you want, but this is me.
Hear me roar.
Meow.
Anyways, so that's kind of why we went down this rabbit hole of Swiftiness. So we're having a little bit of a Swiftie show just for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can pick music next week.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. So for our second segment today, I wanted to talk a little bit about a newer business in Newport.
Yeah.
So as I mentioned before, for our Vibe at Five at the Shanty, there were two new people that came to the event that I had not met before.
Okay.
And one of them, her name was Ashley, and she has kind of a two-part-ish business, I'd say, in Newport.
Mm-hmm.
One of which is she's an event planner, and she hosts different types of events. Her business for that side of things is called Hosted NH.
Okay.
And then she has a bake shop as well. So she has the Little House Bake Shop in Newport. Hmm. So it's just out of her own home. So it's not like she has a front-facing bakery or anything like that yet.
A store.
But she's newer to the area, yeah, and she's just really excited to kind of share what she has mm-hmm. with the world. And so she came to the Vibe at 5 last week, and she brought like samples, bread samples for people.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's exactly what those things are kind of for, mm-hmm. right? Is to showcase who you are and what you can offer.
I remember back years ago when I first started working at NTK. Mm-hmm. I remember I had a recording with Blue Lynn Bakery, and they actually brought me a loaf of sourdough bread.
Oh, it's not a piece of sourdough.
It was just such a nice gesture. It was just like, it was so nice. Mm-hmm. Like, it just felt so local and organic, like, of an interaction.
Kind of like when Greg left us
the strawberries.
So the Little House Bake Shop, super cute. She works out of Newport. Again, it's out of her own home, so she does mostly deliveries and pickups. Mm-hmm. She has pickups Monday through Saturday. You can find her on Facebook for both Hosted NH and for her Little House Bake Shop page. Her phone number is 802-909-2996. And then I just wanted to kind of toss out some of the things that she has on her menu. Mm-hmm. She focuses a lot on the sourdough bread piece. Mm-hmm. So her regular sourdough loaf is $12. Mm-hmm. She has a cinnamon raisin sourdough for $14. Mm-hmm. Cranberry almond loaf for $14. A 5 cheese and herb sourdough for $13. Garlic and herb sourdough for $13. Sandwich loaf for $12. And a starter sourdough kit for $12. Then she does quick breads. She's got cranberry orange, which is $9. She's got apple for $9, banana brown sugar for $9, and lemon blueberry for $10. And then she's got some other extras. She can do crackers, like homemade crackers, mm-hmm. for $5, cinnamon rolls for $14, and then maple cinnamon rolls for $17. Mm. So super fun stuff. You can find her on Facebook. She has her menu listed right there. You can send her a message via the Facebook page. Mm-hmm. You can call her. You can text her. You can do those kinds of things to place an order. And then she'll either deliver it straight to you, or you can find a place of compromise to pick up, mm-hmm. which is kind of nifty. You know, if you're getting ready to go home after a long work day, she might be able to help and come to you to give you your loaf of bread before mm-hmm. you go, which is kind of a unique way to do it.
I feel like it's like old school. Like back, yeah. like when there's like a milkman, you know?
Right.
It's like the bread lady.
It's the bread lady. Yeah. She'll just poop, poop. She'll yep. just on her little bike and she'll like,
meep, meep.
Yeah, she has a little bell. And that's super exciting. Now with her Hosted NH portion of her business. Mm-hmm. So she's pairing with the Petal Patch for a special workshop.
Okay.
So Mother's Day is coming up, as we mentioned last mm-hmm. week. And at 6 p.m. on Friday, May 10th, they are doing a bouquet bar for mom.
Yep.
So it's basically like a flower arranging workshop. So she's providing some of the bread, some of the snacky things, and she's kind of hosting the event per se, like the actual getting together of the event. Mm-hmm. And then Petal Patch is bringing the talent of flower arranging. So they're kind of putting those two things together into an event for folks. Limited seats are available, and I think they're already halfway full at this point. It's $65 to participate, but that includes all of your supplies and all of your snacks and those kinds of things too. Mm-hmm. The event itself is going to go till 8 o'clock. So it's a 6 p.m. to an 8 p.m. kind of thing. But Hosted NH with Petal Patch kind of collaboratively coming together to put this event on. You have to RSVP by May 6th in order to save yourself a seat. Mm-hmm. And again, the phone number for that, 802-909-2996, which is the same number for the little house bake shop.
Yep.
But definitely, I love to see these kinds of things popping up because it's the collaboration, right?
Right.
That's exactly what chambers want to do, mm-hmm. is we want to make sure that people are meeting each other to create magic. And right. that kind of thing is really cool. Bringing the hosting of that event bit together with the flower arrangement. I mean, it's a match made in heaven, especially this time of year.
Yeah.
So we're excited about that.
Bringing people together. When's the Sunapee Farmers Market startup?
Memorial Day weekend.
That's coming up too.
So the last Saturday in May.
A few more weeks.
27 maybe.
Are you going to? You have to host that again this year.
Well, actually, we're hoping, cross our fingers, that we have somebody who is a college student who's working mm-hmm. in agritourism mm-hmm. who could potentially be our point of contact, oh, nice. If you will, for every market,
yep.
which would definitely be helpful for mm-hmm. both Kelly and I,
yeah.
so that we don't have this stress of like having to be there every single
right.
market.
Yeah.
I do have some markets I can't already be there, so those are going to have to be covered by someone else. Mm-hmm. But I enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not ideal, especially because I need to be on site at right. like 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
in the summertime, no less.
Right.
And then, of course, it's kind of a bummer because KK can't come because, really? well, how am I supposed to work? All she wants to do is be held. So, like, the entire time she just, like, jumps and barks and does this thing because I'm not holding her. Yeah, so fair. I'm trying to put up tents and tables and chairs and these poor little things, like, barking up a storm.
Get her to, like, a box.
I've got her a wagon, and that still doesn't work, though, because then she tries to hop out of the wagon. So it's a whole thing. Mm-hmm. The only time I can bring her is if there's somebody else there specifically to hold her and take care of her.
A designated holding person.
Yes, like a babysitter, which is hysterical. But yeah, so that is coming up soon, and we have a great market season set up. We have live music every week. Nice. We have completely full markets for every single weekend, which we didn't have last year. Wow. So there's a lot of full-time people. There's a lot of new pop-up part-time vendors, which is kind of cool. So there's just a lot of new things in the works. And honestly, it's really, really nice because I've been part of the farmers market now for like 3 years, maybe. Yeah. I don't even know. And it's a really small group of us who are trying to desperately to like keep it moving and keep it going. And Kelly Webb from Harding Hill Farm is really she's our committee chair. And she's the one who does all of the legwork behind the scenes. I'm kind of the grunt. Like, I'll be there and I'll pick up things and I'll move things and I'll do all those kinds of things. But she's really the logistical queen when it comes to the farmers market. And we were just, both of us were at the Sunapee Charrette in Sunapee Harbor at the livery, which is the public forum where they brought in Plan New Hampshire to talk about like how can we make the harbor more of a year-round destination.
No, that's right,
like all of those, there's just kind of the questions that the town has that they wanted somebody like an outside resource to come in and be like, hey, you know, you might not have thought of this before, so let's throw it out there. I think one of their suggestions was putting a roundabout at the
we blinking don't need more light.
I know, one of the things I was like, what are we keen? Like, come on, what's going on here? Yeah. But anyways, so at the Sunapee Charrette, they were talking, a lot of the people in the room, it was completely packed.
Yeah.
Completely packed. And which is great. You know, that means a lot of people have investment in what the harbor should look like and things like that. But one of the things that a lot of the people had said was they needed to find more activities and more things like the Sunapee Farmers Market to keep the harbor alive. Mm-hmm. And Kelly and I were like across the room from each other and we were like, okay, all right. So there's value. Good to hear.
Yeah.
So that was a really interesting experience. And it was cool to be able to hear that people really enjoy it. Mm. And they think that it does provide significant value.
Validation.
It is nice sometimes. And then kind of using that as a little bit of conversation starter here with this host at NH, Ashley. She's actually working with the livery. She's creating something called Sugar River Market Days. Mm-hmm. And she's doing them, I can't remember when they start. I want to say August, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's going to be the first Sundays in from August to November.
Okay.
So she's doing Sugar River Market Days, first Sundays, August to November at the livery in Sunapee. She's looking for vendors now, but it's events like that that are going to continue to keep activity happening in the harbor.
Yeah.
So I saw that coming out just the other day and I was like, oh my gosh, this is great. This is perfect. This is what we're looking for. Mm-hmm. We're looking for these pop-up things where it's going to bring people. It's going to drive traffic to the harbor on an off season, if you will. So that's going to be really cool. So she's putting that together with the livery. And that is, again, Ashley with Hosted NH. So that's going to be really awesome to kind of add to her. She's doing all the right things. Like her Facebook platforms are just brand spanking new. And she's getting more and more followers and more likes every single day. Mm-hmm. So she is talking the talk and she's walking the walk and she's making sure that people know about her.
Nice.
And so I'm really excited to kind of be part of her process and learn and promote her as much as possible. But she's very friendly. She's very sweet. She's got lots of great ideas and lots of energy. And I think it's going to be a really cool, a really cool thing moving forward to kind of partner with her and pair with her and see what else she does. Mm-hmm. So that is the kind of two-ish Newport businesses with a Newport event. And then, of course, I would be remiss if I did not mention that the Newport Business After Hours for April is going to happen on the 30th, which is at the Old Courthouse at 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. So Old Courthouse, 5 p.m., 5 to 7. And it's appetizers, networking, that whole thing. And that's with the Newport Area Chamber of Commerce.
Nice.
So that is coming up soon as well, next week.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. We'll take one more break and come back with the third and final segment of Day Trip Destinations on News Talk 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490, FM 98.9 WUVR.
Like a short skirt, the one that fits me like skin. did your research. You knew the price going in. And I'll tell you one thing, honey, I can tell when somebody still wants me. Come clean, standing at the bar like something's funny. Bubbly, once you fix your face, I'm going in. Whether I'm gonna be your wife or gonna smash up your bike, I haven't decided yet, but I'm gonna get you back. Whether I'm gonna curse you out or take you back to my house, I haven't decided yet, but I'm gonna get you back.
Newstalk 99.7 WNTK AM 1490 FM 98.9 WUVR. Welcome back to Day Trip Destinations. This segment is brought to you by Crown Point Cabinetry, a second-generation family business located in Claremont, New Hampshire. Crown Point, nationally recognized for fine quality cabinetry for your entire home, and by Sweet Bee Cafe, open once again. It's the return of breakfast sandwiches and other freshly prepared breakfast and lunch items highlighting seasonal produce. Major order on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Find wraps, salads, soups, and more in the grab-and-go cooler all week long during Sweet Bee Market hours, Wednesday through Sunday. Hang there or take to go.
All right, so our third segment today, we're going to talk about coffee.
Coffee?
Who doesn't love coffee?
It's part of everyone's life.
Well, most people. Mm. Most people, some people more than
others. Can you imagine having a coffee allergy?
So there are a lot of coffee shops in the state of New Hampshire, for sure. But I have about five of them here to talk about very quickly. So number one, mm-hmm. I thought this was a super cute name, and I've never been there, but it looks super cute.
Mm-hmm.
Flamingo's Coffee Bar.
Okay.
There's two locations of this one.
Yeah.
Exeter and Hampton.
Okay.
So it's a really cool spot. They call it support your local caffeine dealer is mm-hmm. what their like tagline is. Which I thought is funny. Support your local caffeine dealer. Yep. I mean, because honestly, like, yes, it is
a drug.
It's a drug, and it's very addictive.
I mean, it's legal, but.
It says, we believe that starting your day off with a good cup of coffee is not just habitual, but a ritual.
Mm.
To be intentional about your morning routine, food choices, and surroundings is how happier individuals and happier communities are built. And it's also how they thrive. Welcome to Flamingo's Coffee Bar.
Wow.
Serious, right?
What an intro.
Right. That was intense. This is what makes this even funnier, as we've been playing Taylor Swift, Tortured Poets Department, songs.
Do they have Tortured Poets on display?
They have Tortured Poets Department coffee flights available for folks. So they have mini lattes.
Mm-hmm.
They call it The Alchemy, Florida, Guilty as Sin, and So Long London, which are four of her songs and her tracks. So it's hysterical. And they're cute. They're very, like, they're shot glasses, essentially, with lots of whipped cream and, like, different colors and themes. Mm-hmm. So it's cool. So they have a lot of cool, they have cinnamon toast coffee, s'mores latte, matcha latte, burn in red. Like, they've got a whole bunch of kind of very extravagant coffees, I guess I want to say. So you can join their flock by signing up for their newsletter, which I thought is kind of cute.
Oh, Flamingo.
Yeah, see, you're catching on.
I gotcha.
You're catching on.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely cool. Hours and locations, they're mostly open up until 3 o'clock, as with most coffee bars. You know, they're really early, 6 or 7 a.m., And that's not my game, but I'm proud. I'm proud that they are open that early and that they can get people to get there. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
All right. So our second one, I kind of took a tour, if you will, around the state when I was looking at different places for coffee. And one of them is, obviously, I was down at Exeter Hampton, and now I'm going up towards Laconia. So this is Wayfarer Coffee Roasters in Laconia.
I think I've heard of them.
You have, because they are not Blue Loon Bakery here in town. Mm-hmm. Used as Wayfarer Coffee.
Oh, okay.
So they have the Laconia location, I want to say, is their original OG location, I want to say.
Yeah.
And they have a great website, bringing coffee and community to the Lakes region of New Hampshire. It's kind of tribally in terms of how they, like, decorate and their logo and their theme and that kind of thing.
Yep.
They do have a menu, so it's not just a breakfast menu, but they also expand into lunch as well. So it's definitely a cool spot. Karen and Ruben Bassett. And then they have the cool thing about them too is that you can order their coffee in like the beans and the grounds packets. So if you really, really like it, you can always you can buy it to make it at home, which doesn't always happen at all the coffee bars because they make everything in house. Mm-hmm. But the Wayfarer coffee you can actually purchase.
Yeah, I was going to say because I felt like they were like more of like a distributor.
Yes, they do distribute. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The roastery.
The roastery.
So fun. So they talk about the process of roasting. They kind of go into all of it. They actually can you can try to roast your own coffee, which is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. So they've got an exciting kind of website that talks about all the details there. They talk about wholesales. They talk about subscriptions. They talk about where they get all of their crops for their coffee beans. So they're really just – they're a good, solid downtown coffee shop that has a lot of history and a lot of anchor in the community itself. Mm-hmm. They're open Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., and then on Sunday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. So that's in Laconia. And then the next one is – I have a hard time saying it. Mm-hmm. It's fancy. It is fancy. Okay. It's too fancy for Ashley.
Oh.
Too fancy. You know what I also realized just the other day
when
you know, people were talking about the show? Mm-hmm. We don't introduce ourselves.
No.
Isn't that weird?
I guess it is kind of weird.
Like, we just start the show.
That doesn't make sense, yeah.
And we're just like, oh, here we are again. It's just Matt and Ashley.
Right.
But we don't even say that.
No, we don't.
We just hope that people know who their hosts are.
That's something that I should have done in the first show.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we probably did it in our very first show.
True.
And, like, maybe even, like, the first month or something.
Yeah,
like we had shows.
Now we just presume everyone just knows.
Now we're just, like, too famous to even bother. Like,
right.
When you hear our voices, you should just automatically know who we are.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyways, something that I thought about the other day.
Yeah.
I was like, we should probably talk about them.
We should.
Okay, so this next one is called Bonhoeffer's.
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 Okay.
Cafe and Espresso. So this particular one is in Nashua.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a classy, brick-lined coffee shop with free Wi-Fi, a menu of pastries, sandwiches, and crepes as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's – even if you go to their website, you're going to go, ooh, fancy.
Yeah.
So Coffee with a Mission. It's a nonprofit direct trade roastery. It's a very impressive-looking building. Of course, Nashua is another one of those, like, mill towns. So a lot of the buildings are, like, revamped. Inside out. That still have.
I feel like those are perfect for coffee house kind of vibes.
They just have like that rich history, but then they can be completely revamped to be super modern. They have, again, I wish I knew how to say this better. Bonhoeffer. Bonhoeffer.
Yeah, Bonhoeffer.
Bonhoeffer.
Yeah.
But anyway, so it's in downtown Nashua, adjacent to Gate City Church, and the hours are Tuesday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and they are closed on Sunday and Monday. So they have a direct trade coffee that they roast there in-house. You can buy some of their packages of coffee as well here.
Mm-hmm.
Their menu is pretty expansive. They've got a boatload of waffles. Waffles is kind of their thing, which is cool. And then, of course, crepes, which you don't find very often.
Mm-hmm.
They have a cinnamon roll crepe, which sounds delicious. Bananas Foster crepe, Nutella crepe, oh my goodness, ham and cheese crepe. Spinach, ham, and pear. Oh, yay, yay. And then lots of different breakfast sandwiches, of course. And then they kind of go into lunch and some wraps and some salads and some sandwiches and some paninis and some quiches. It's a lot of things. But Nashua is where Bonhoeffer's Cafe is.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks very beautiful.
Yeah.
And I would be very excited to go there. The next one, as we're kind of moving around the state, I went to Keene. Mm-hmm. So I went a little bit further south here. And Terra Nova is the next coffee shop.
New land.
Which a lot of people have, I have heard about this a lot, especially since recently we're working on the New Hampshire Association conference is taking place in Keene.
Mm-hmm.
So we're kind of looking at local vendors and making sure that we have a little touch of everything so that all of the chamber directors who come from all across the state kind of get a feel for what Keene's all about.
Yep.
So freshly roasted organic coffee and espresso. This is also purchasable in like whole bean and
crushed.
It's not crushed though.
Grounds.
Thank you. Grounds. It's not right. Something's not right about this.
Yeah.
So light roast coffees, medium roast, dark roast, espresso, single origin, decaf coffee, which who does that? Responsibly sourced organic coffee. It's really exciting. Started in 2017. Kind of really earthy. Just think very, very earthy. Obviously, Terra Nova. That's what you would think of automatically.
Yeah.
But so it looks really cool. I've never been there myself to their coffee shop, but you can also order all of their coffees online, so you can have all of them, kind of the packages delivered straight to your house. Because there are people I know that actually love their coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more of a medium roast gal myself.
Yeah, I've seen with me.
I'm not really a dark roast. That's too intense for me.
Yeah.
But they do have lots of really, really cool merch because I love their logo.
Mm-hmm.
So if you follow them on Facebook and you go to their website and stuff, you'll be able to see what their merch is. So that's Terra Nova Coffee, Organic Coffee Roasters in Keene.
Mm-hmm.
And then our number five goes to Flight Coffee Company in Bedford.
Okay.
Now, to be honest, when I looked this up, Flight Coffee Company, and I could be wrong, but nowhere on her website does it say where she is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a problem.
I was like, uh-oh. So she had, when I first looked at it on her website, it's very colorful.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, like, cartoony. It's all super fun and cool, right?
Yeah.
The bottom is usually where you'd find all of the contact information. Nope, it's the email list. You go into the contact us section, and she says she has like a just a generic fill out this information here.
Mm-hmm.
She's got her email. She's got her phone number. That's about it, right? And then I'm still looking, and I'm like, where is she? She's in New Hampshire. I just need to know where in New Hampshire she is. And I go on shop, and she calls it the coffee lab. So she like kind of like, you know, Einstein puts it all together in like beakers and stuff like that, which is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Partners, wholesale, resources. I mean, she goes into all the things, but never says where her actual coffee shop is.
Yeah.
So I was like, that is really weird.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go to her Facebook page, and then I just had to do a generic search like on just Google to see like where the address is that she pulled up. And it's in Bedford.
Mm.
I was like, what is happening to the world?
It's interesting.
But so Flight Coffee Company, coffee for the people. You can do a mail order coffee. You can do a cafe order. All of that stuff is available online. It's just a very interesting – it's like a rocket ship is her like logo. It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
They do DoorDash at that particular space. The menu is pretty extensive because she does catering as well. So you can pick her for hosting kind of events and things like that. She's got trays of donuts and trays of wraps and paninis and that kind of thing. Cookies. She does vegan options. She does gluten-free options. Of course, that's a big thing right now. I shouldn't say that's a big thing right now, but that's what people focus on and want to make sure that other people have that opportunity when they cater. But yeah, they have a lot of options. Breakfast platters, lunch platters, a lot of cool things going on here. But it's Flight Coffee Company in Bedford. Very cool, very unique, very whimsical kind of theme. And it's just nifty. I thought it was kind of cool. So I just got on this whole coffee kick thing because I was realizing when I was doing the show content, I was like, God, I just need a cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'm like, oh. And then, of course, Blue Moon Bakery isn't open on like Sundays, Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really hard like those days of the week when you're like trying to put stuff together and you're like wanting to go there.
Yeah.
Grounds is good. But for me, Grounds has a lot of like vegan, gluten free. Mm-hmm. She does a lot of like oat milk, coconut milk, matcha. She does a lot of like that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want a cup of coffee. I just want a cup of coffee, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, all right, that's what I'm going to put. I'm going to do a segment just on coffee because that's what I need right now.
Yeah.
But of course, in New London itself, Blue Moon Bakery and Grounds, obviously we do have Dunkin' Donuts locations
everywhere. Pretty
much everywhere. Because in Newport, there aren't a whole bunch of other coffee shops necessarily.
Really,
you've got Breaking Bread right on Main Street, which is a breakfast place, which I'm sure he has coffee there.
You got Farmer's Table Cafe.
Farmer's Table's on the golf course, but I don't know that they have breakfast. I don't know if they're a breakfast option right now. So there's not a lot of other coffee shops. I mean, when you go to Claremont, you've got the Barn Cafe, which could be considered a coffee shop. They do have Green Mountain Coffee, and they have the Maple, which is my favorite.
I'm still surprised Sunnyview doesn't have a dedicated coffee shop.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me.
They have, in the summertime, Stacy's Smoothies is there, and they have a section of the store which is just coffee. It's a coffee bar, but she's only open during the summer season.
But I guess that is, I mean, I guess that kind of harkens back to what you were just saying about, like, Sunapee being like a year-round destination versus just the summer.
I mean, the other thing is, too, there's actually a new Country Deli and Market coming to Lower Main Street in Sunapee.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
So they're calling it the Bend at Sugar River.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to have, to my knowledge at least, I think they're still working on menu and details and stuff, but that's going to have coffee and pastries in the morning, and then it's going to transition over to some lunch options.
Oh, okay.
But again, you could always just be good old Ash, and you could support Jake's Market in Delhi.
Hey.
You know, going to the gas station.
They're still a local company.
They got pretty great coffee. They got pretty great sandwiches. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it might be a little bit I think it's actually a little bit more expensive for really? Their food. For their coffee, not so much, but for their food, I think it's a little bit higher priced than you'd find it someplace else.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's convenience. That's what you're paying for.
And it's local.
And it's local.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when all else fails, I will go to Jake's and I'll be like, yes, here we go.
Yeah. I mean, Jake's has good coffee.
It does. So, yeah. So I wanted to focus on coffee for our last segment here. So hopefully you can kind of get out and enjoy. Again, our show here is all about day trips. Mm-hmm. All of these places and all these coffee bars are day trips away. So hop in the car, explore a little bit more of the state of New Hampshire.
Get caffeinated.
We 100% love it. Make sure you get caffeinated, grab coffee for a friend, pick up a coffee for me, drop it off at the office. Yep. I won't hate it.
Nope.
I won't. I will
just bring
love you
boxes
for
and boxes of grounds.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then just one last shout out on reminder to everybody that on May 20th is our first information session for our trip to Ireland. 5:30 p.m. at the Moody Building in Claremont. Yep. There's going to be some light appetizers and there's going to be a presentation on not only what the itinerary of the trip is going to be, but also how you can kind of start the process of registering and getting everything kind of coordinated to be able to go on the trip. Yeah. So that is on May 20th and it's coming up fast.
It's coming up fast.
5:30 p.m.
Nice. Well, that wraps up this edition of Day Trip Destinations. There we go. Plenty of stuff going on, as there always is.
Mm-hmm.
But even more so as the spring transitions into summer. Well, that wraps up this edition of Day Trip Destinations. I would like to rethank our sponsors, which include Crown Point Cabinetry, Appleseed Restaurant, Bar Harbor Bank and Trust, Sweet Pea Market and Cafe, One Credit Union, Eversource, New London Hospital, Forbes Tavern, and Spring Ledge Farm. Don't forget, you can listen tomorrow afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. and anytime online at WNTK.com. Have a great weekend. We will talk to you next week with a new edition of Day Trip Destinations on News Talk 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490, FM 98.9 WUVR.